Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 5, 2024. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with awakeningplus.com. And this is our free public event for New Earth Support Team. We do this every month on the first Monday. I'm so glad you're here, whether you are a member of Awakening Plus or not. So, for those of you who are new, let me explain how this works. This is about a 1 hour event, so plan to take that long. Also, when I yawn like this, it's actually not because I'm tired, but because energy starts to move through me, and yawning is one way that I process it. It's a shamanic yawn. So, after this little intro, I am sitting in front of a shamanic mesa. And once I get done with the introductory stuff, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa in a language called Quechua. Then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of divine allies. Every single one is of high vibration and benevolent intent. And once they're here, I'm going to set up a safe, sacred container for all of us so we can do this safely. This container will be with you, whether you're working live or if you're a member of Awakening Plus on the recording. The recording will be for members only. Excuse me. Belching is shamanic too. Then, once the container is set up, I'll invite you to bring in your own divine allies of high vibration and benevolent intent if you want. And once we're well stocked with allies, then I will lead you through embodied awakening. And that's where you invite your higher self, the beautiful divine being that created you, to merge with you in your human body, but just to the greatest extent that serves highest good, no overwhelm, just lots of peacefulness. And then, once we've done that to the best of our ability, then we'll invite the allies to make use of us for the great global awakening. And our individual experiences may be that of going to a deep level of awakening or spiritual bliss. We might feel some challenging energy coming through us. It might be our stuff, it might be from the collective. The divine allies are very aware of each of our capabilities and limitations. So no one's going to be given anything to do that they aren't ready for. It may get intense. It won't be too much. And that's kind of how it works. We're showing up here to be of service for the great awakening of the planet and humanity. And each of us will do our part appropriately. By the end, even if you encountered some challenging energies along the way, just about everybody feels a pretty high state of bliss and ecstasy by the end of the event. So that's kind of how it works. And then after we close the sacred container, we'll have a few minutes for questions and feedback if you wish to hang around for that. So that is how it works. I also want to take a moment. We've got, wow, 48 people on the call. I'm so glad we got such a good turnout and I want to acknowledge those who are here live. Thank you for being here. Angela, Arlene, Barb, Bevy, Brian, Brittany, Carmen, Carrie. We've also got Chi, Deanna, or Dina, Diana, Emily, Eric, Faye, Heather, another Heather. Ooh, another Heather. I like that. We've also got JR, James, another James, Janet, Jenny, Judith, Judy, not to mention Kirk, Larry, Laura, Lisa, Lorraine. Welcome back, Lorraine. Marion, Maxine. We've also got Monica, Nanda, Natasha, Paula, Risa, Sharon, SK, Trisha, Walker, Zinn, and some phone callers whose names I don't know because they don't show. But I welcome all of you here. I see several people I don't recognize, so we definitely have some new folks here, and you're all welcome. The one request I do make is that you pretend like you're right here in the room with me and to the best of your ability, please give us your undivided attention. And the reason I ask that is because there's no spectators here. We're all on the field and we're all co-creating the space. So the quality of attention that you hold here will not just affect you, it will affect everyone else too. And that holds even if you're on the recording. So to the best of your ability, please be fully present with this process and it will help uplift everyone on the call. And of course, it will do a lot more for the great global awakening that we're shooting for here. However, if you need to leave the call at any point before we end, that's not a problem. Just say to the allies, hey, ease me out of the field, would you? And they'll ease you out. There won't be any disruption to anyone else. So leaving early is fine. But if you are here, please try to be truly present. Okay. And that's all the intro I want to give for right now. And so we're going to start our process. I'll give full explanations as we go. So don't worry, I'll keep you clued into what's happening and what needs to happen. Hang on. Another energy release yawn happening. All righty. I'm also going to assume that you're safe to close your eyes and be fully present. So keep yourself safe above all and follow my instructions if you safely can. So please close your eyes and just become aware of how your physical body feels. And if you have awareness of your energy body, that part of you that's prana, chi, or life force in or around you, just feel that too if you can. And we're just getting baselines, we're not changing anything. And now, if you can, feel your physical and energy bodies at the same time. Just do the best you can. Alrighty, that's your baseline. So note that feeling, and we're going to compare to this moment a little bit later. So now I invite you to become completely passive as I call the directions and call in the allies and set up the container. As you're sitting there passively with your eyes closed, if you feel energy moving in or around you, hold your attention on that, but let it happen on its own. If you cannot feel that, that is okay. In that case, just feel your breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, please. Just let the breath do what it wants, if that's your focus. So feel energy if you can. Fall back to breath awareness otherwise. So please do that, and I will get going with our setup here. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Quichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density, or higher vibrational awareness. Thank you. For all of us, we call spirit songs higher self, Ama, the hugging saint. Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. And you humans just relax and let the allies come to us. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. we call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty, there's our safe container. Now, anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. Keep them coming. All right. Thank you very much. The pot is definitely sweetened. All right. So I invite all you humans now to just take a notice. How do you feel now compared to when we started? Energetically and physically. All right. And that's also your baseline check-in for the embodied awakening invocation. So we're now going to invite our higher self to come join us in our physical bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's kind of like your physical body is a car. Your ego moves to the passenger seat, and your higher self drives. However, the higher self drives only with your ego's permission. And if at any moment the ego does not like the way the higher self is driving, the ego just thinks, I'm in the driver's seat, you're there, the higher self has already stepped out, and everything's back like it was. So there's no danger to do this. It's reversible and totally safe to try. Why would you want to try embodied awakening? Well, among the benefits are that you'll feel more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you're going to do it more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure stuff out so much, you'll know what to do intuitively a lot more. And there's this full body euphoria on top of everything else. So embodied awakening is really wonderful. And there's lots of other things that happen that just there's no words for, but they're wonderful. Kind of like in the movie 2010, they keep asking, what's going to happen? And Dave Bowman says, something wonderful. So Knowing that it's safe and knowing that it's not going to be too much and knowing that it might give you some really sweet benefit. Let's try that embodied awakening invocation if you're willing. One more time, just very quickly feel how the body and energy body feel. And now you're going to talk to your higher self. Say these words out loud if you can, silently if you must. There's only eight of them. Let's start now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Now become completely passive. Some of you are already feeling the energy coming in. It's kind of like you're a sponge and your higher self is water soaking in. The more passive you are, the better it works. Here's things it's good not to do. While this invocation is working, I recommend no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just please be passive. The more passive you are, the easier it is for your higher self to come in response to your invocation. If at any point you find that you are distracted, that's okay. As soon as you notice that, just gently return your attention back to feeling energy, or if you can't feel that, feel your breath, as I described before. If there's any distractions still there, that is fine. Let them be there, but they're in the background, and your attention is on feeling energy. Or if you can't do that, feel breath. You don't want to fight distractions, it just makes them stronger. So put your attention where you actually want it to be. And the final nuance with the embodied awakening invocation is to discover how little effort is needed even to feel what is happening. So we're going to play the minimum effort game to do that. And we're going to start the game by dropping to no effort at all, absolute zero effort. Drop there now. Whatever happens is fine. That means you're not even trying to feel anything. You're just there. You're just present. Just pure, simple presence, please. Zero effort. And based on what I'm feeling in the group, what usually happens is happening. As soon as you go to zero, you pop right into embodied awakening. Now, if at this moment, let's check if you're there. So you're in embodied awakening when you can say yes to these four things. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful. Effortless. All that's true. You're in embodied awakening. Yay. Congratulations. Feels really wonderful. There's always deeper embodied awakenings available down the road, but be happy to be in the one you're in. Because the biggest room in the world is room for improvement. And I don't think awakening ever stops. There's always a juicier one waiting on you when you're ready. Now, if you're not in embodied awakening, then let's do a little fine-tuning of effort. If at zero effort, you still have some awareness of energy or breath, then zero is perfect. Just stay there. If it's zero effort, you have lost all awareness of energy or breath, then add back barely enough effort to feel it again. The idea, obviously, here is to use the least effort, that lets you feel energy or breath. The less energy, the less effort you use to feel, the more space it leaves for the higher self to work with you. Use enough to feel, but no more than that. It's usually less than people think when they first start this. A lot less, actually. So based on what I'm perceiving empathically, most of y'all are in embodied awakening. Well done. Just hang out there. Because this is a group process and we lift each other up. The more of you who are in embodied awakening right now, it makes it easier for everyone else to get there. Or at least as close as they can. Remember, awakening is not an on-off switch. It is a dimmer control. And even if you just move a little bit toward embodied awakening, that is to be celebrated. Congratulations. You work it enough, you'll get there eventually, if not right away. And remember that it is the lack of effort, it is your passivity that allows your higher self to come down and merge with you. You've already done the active work by inviting it in, and you just chill out and receive it. We'll leave just a moment longer for others to get into embodied awakening or deepen the one they're in. Again, remember, it's your lack of effort that does that. You just leave space for your higher self to do it for you. And if this contradicts your prior instruction about how to awaken, I invite you to let those instructions go and let those be applied to the techniques, therefore, and try these approaches with this one. Over 13 years of experience has proved this method effective for a lot of people. Just a moment longer to get into or deepen embodied awakening. All righty, well done. Take a moment to see how you feel. Remember back to when you started. See if it's different than that. Hopefully it is. Okay, time for the main event. New Earth Support Team. Let me talk to our Divine Allies for a minute. Divine Allies, as always, we are so glad to be here to be of service to the great global awakening on planet Earth. Everyone here is willing to be of service in whatever way serves highest good of all, including them. So allies, as always, we ask that you work with each person as a surrogate, and whatever happens to them, whether it's a deeper blissful awakening or it's a heavy energy processing where dark energy comes through to get cleaned up, we ask that each person receive only those experiences that they can handle and that serve highest good. Thank you, allies. Please proceed now. All right, the energy is in motion. So you humans, just relax. If you find yourself going into a blissful, altered, awakened state, enjoy that, of course. That's easy. But it could be that at some point you'll have heavy energy coming through you. It might be yours. It might be from others. It doesn't matter. It all processes the same. And your strategy to let it process is to do absolutely nothing. Be passive and let the allies do it for you. If they're bringing it into you in this context, they will take care of it for you. So just feel and do your best to have no preference of what your experience is during this event. Be equally open to challenge or bliss. And the one may follow the other. And sometimes you feel both at the same time. It can be a very interesting experience. So to the best of your ability, I invite you relax and let it be what it is. Everyone's having energy come through already. If you cannot consciously feel energy moving in your body, then just feel breath come and go. If you are feeling challenging energy, Your body may want to spontaneously do any or all of the following. It may want to shake or vibrate or tremble like my body is right now. You may want to cry or make sound, or if it's really big, you may want to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms, whatever it takes to move those big chunks of energy along. So don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but please do let your body do what it spontaneously wants to do. The body is wise. It knows how to release stuff if our ego does not get in the way. So if it's supported in your environment, let that all happen if it wants to. Then again, your experience of release energy might be silent and still. That's fine too. Let the body run the protocols. If possible, let it do what it wants to do. Everyone on this call is muted, so nobody on this call is going to hear you if you make sound. Unless you turned on your camera, no one's going to see you either. So you have privacy from everyone on this call to do all that stuff if you want to. Or should I say, if your body wants to. Okay, I've given you the fundamentals of what you need. I'll continue throwing in things as our allies guide me to, but there now may be periods of silence. So if I don't talk for a while, I'm still holding space. If they want me to support you musically, I'll do that. If not, it'll be silent. So we got about 30 minutes of this probably, so relax and let it rip. And thank you for showing up to support the great global awakening on Earth. I'm very grateful that you're here, and so are the allies. They're calling for a song. I'm going to mute my mic while I tune up my guitar, and then we'll have that to support us. Okay, this music is background. Please keep your attention on the energy that you're feeling or the breath that you're feeling, and just let this sort of be a background support.
Humble. yourself in the sight of your brother. You gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You gotta know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift. Yourself in the sight of your sister, you gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've gotta know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other. Yourself in the sight of our Father, you gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of our Father. You've gotta know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other. Bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of our mother. You've gotta know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift. Of the suffering, you gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You gotta know what they know, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. yourself in the sight of the oneness. You gotta know what it knows and be. I lift each other up.
Notice how you're feeling, your awareness of your physical body, your energy body. And then relax back into passivity. Again, I invite you to have no preference about whether your experience is more blissful or more challenging. You're being of service either way. And know that whatever you're experiencing, you're doing as a surrogate for many others on the planet. And it's a beautiful service to be able to perform. If challenge is arising, or even extreme bliss, please feel it completely. It is safe to do that. These beautiful divine beings will not give you more than you can do. It might be intense. It absolutely will not be too much. It is only by opening fully to the experience that you can enjoy the greatest bliss if it feels good. And complete feeling of the experience is also what lets any heavy energy process completely through once and for all. Shamanic axiom, you've got to feel it to heal it. And this is a safe container to do that in. The allies are calling another song. This is an ayahuasca song. called Chirik Sanango. La da 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 Lay 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 La da 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 La da 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 la re 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 la re 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 la re 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 re
kitty 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 kanango sanango sanango lady 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 kitty 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 kanango sanango sanango lady 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 kitty 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 kanango sanango sanango lady 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 kitty 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 sanango 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 lady 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 lay day 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 lay day 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 lay day 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 day. Satchidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samaita. Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Satchidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samaita Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Satchidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samaitaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavati Samaitaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavate Samaitaha.
Take a moment, see how you feel. If you're in other dimensions, feel where you're at. Just, you won't be able to verbalize it, but just have the experience of whatever altered space you're in. Thank you, Divine Allies, for blessing Earth with these beautiful energies. Thanks for making use of us as surrogates to facilitate the global healing and awakening process. And since you got plenty to spare, we now ask allies that you spread this beautiful energy, this good medicine, to any other beings in the universe whom it will serve. Spread it around, please. Thank you. And you humans, as this happens on its own, nothing you have to do. This is coming from infinite divine source, so there's plenty to go around. And we are actually given a bit more benefit because we're sharing it so widely. So far from being a zero-sum game, it is an infinite-sum game to share this good medicine. Just relax and you may feel stuff happening. Thank you, allies. Okay, now we're being gently integrated back into our physical bodies. And all this beautiful energy that has been created is coming in with you. So you may notice that your body feels quite a bit different than when we started. It may even feel more like energy than solid matter, which is a more true perception. The more awake you are, the more you perceive stuff as energy. Yeah, it feels like we're pretty comfortably back in our physical bodies. For some of us, that means all the energies in the body integrated, the best it can be. Some of us have a both-and experience. Yeah, I feel the physical part, and I'm aware of parts well beyond the body, other energetic realities that I'm conscious in. It can go either way. So just let it be what it is. Neither is better or worse. Feels like we're pretty well done. Take one last moment to experience how you feel now. See if you're now more conscious of your divine aspect, however that's shown up for you. You'll always like to give us a reward for doing the service work, and you're feeling the reward now. I know that however awake you are right now, my experience has been awakening as an infinite progression. So I like to say, what's the biggest room in the world? Room for improvement. So no matter how awesome this awakening is, chances are it can get a whole lot better over time. And I hope that happens for you. All right, we're going to close up the mesa. Please just feel energy as I do this the best you can. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Quichi. Woo. Thank you, Divine Allies, for this beautiful New Earth Support Team event. Thanks for helping us out. As we close, Allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Okay, that closes the container. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus and you liked this, boy, you should see the stuff we do just for members. There's at least 9 calls every month that are members only. And we have, gosh, 25, 30 different things we do. A huge variety of events to support your healing and awakening and service. So check it out at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com, if you want to learn more and maybe get involved with us more deeply. You'd sure be welcome. All right. Let's open it up for feedback. And as a reminder, the recordings are always for members only. The archive now is getting up close to 650 archived events. Plenty to choose from. All right. I have just enabled your unmuting capacity. So anyone who would like to speak, to share an experience or ask a question, feel free to do that now. You're also welcome to type in the chat, and I'll do my best to read those out as they come in. So the floor is open. We did go just exactly an hour. And if you got to go, that's fine. And if you're wanting to hang around, you're sure welcome to hang around a few minutes while we cover questions and comments. Monica said, thank you, Benjamin. That was extraordinary. Wow. I'm so glad, Monica. Thanks for kicking off the feedback. Judith says, thank you as always. Thanks, Judith. Yeah, I'm pretty buzzy. That was a sweet energy we got into. Still is. Apurva says, blissful, peaceful, sweet. Lisa says, thank you from the UK. Barb says, thank you. The music really helps move the energy. Lots of tingles and yawns. Glad to hear it, Barb. And Lisa, thanks for joining us in the UK. It's got to be 2 or 3 in the morning there. So I really appreciate you staying up so late or getting up so early, whatever it is. Nikki says, wonderful, pulsing, healing energy. Thanks. Thank you for being here, Nikki. As a reminder, we do have unmuting, so if you want to talk instead of type, you're welcome to do that. Judith says, very tingly energy, and I love the music. Brittany says, I liked the last song. I never heard you do that one before. That was the Mula Mantra associated with O&O University in India. And Deva Premal devoted an entire album to that mantra a few years back. So you can hear her version if you want. Michelle said, during the third song, I felt big energy release followed by immense calm. Most grateful. Thank you. So glad, Michelle. Thanks for doing that for the collective. Alyssa said, tons of distractions going on here, but this was still great. Feeling much more chill. That's great, Alyssa. Jeannie says, super energy released so much. Easy to choose love over fear now. A new goal of mine as a way to go through my day. And a whole bunch of hearts. Thank you, Jeannie. Heather says, Mahalo Nui Loa, vibing high from Miami. Thanks, Heather. Anybody else with a question or comment? Typed or verbal? Brittany says, Mula Mantra by Deva Premal. Is that the one? That is the one. And there's other artists who have recorded the Mula Mantra as well, but hers is probably the best known recording. All right, slowing down. Last call for questions or comments. All right, looks like that. Oh, one more. Maxine says, thank you, Benjamin. I loved the music and peace. Thank you, Maxine. Thanks for showing up. All right, I think that's it. So, thank you all so much for being here. Super grateful for each and every one of you to show up and help make the earth a little bit higher vibration place. Many blessings to you all. For Awakening Blessed members, we have three more events this week, and I've already sent you notice over the weekend. And of course, I'll send you reminders each morning as usual. Oh, wait, Bevy typed. Thank you, Benjamin. That was some sweet energy. My whole body was pulsating, sending so much love to you and Spirit Song. Thank you, Bevy. And of course, Spirit Song is my life partner. All righty. So thank you. Thank you all. And members, I'll see you some more later in the week. And everyone else, love to see you check out the membership at awakeningplus.com or just keep showing up for the free events twice a month. That's great too. Big blessings, everybody. Bye-bye.